What a privilege to see the birth of a nation. You're right there. What are you seeing?
Well, it was this weekend. It was Saturday. And let me start with this. Talk about just the Lord's blessing. Today I'm in Kenya. And we started in Kenya last week before we flew to Sudan. And as we're boarding a 9-seat airplane to fly over, the pilot saw my WMHK shirt, and he said, "Is that the WMHK in Columbia, South Carolina?"
Come on.
He was familiar with our radio stations.
Cool.
And that's on the other side of the world. So I thought that was a great way to get started on the trip.
So yeah. You got bumped up to first class at that point, right?
Yes, I went from seat number 9 to seat number 8.
That's funny.
What we saw there, I'm having the privilege and the opportunity of traveling with a young, energetic, passionate, evangelistic organization called With Open Eyes, and it was founded 2 years ago. The two co-founders, a father-son team, Frank Harrison from Charlotte, there in Charlotte, we're at WRCM. The listeners there would know maybe of Frank Harrison of Coca-Cola Consolidated, and then his son, James Harrison. And his son had been over there working with Samaritan's Purse, saw tremendous physical and emotional and spiritual needs that had been a result of the conflict between the North and South. And he said, "Dad, we must do something to help." Mm. And so they started an organization that provides resources to mobile messengers who take the good news of God's love and forgiveness, and they seek to share Christ with people, and they see new churches get started there in Sudan, and as well as other countries, but they started in Sudan. So Saturday morning, we wake up, and there's electricity in the air because this has been a 25-year conflict between the Muslim North and the Christian South. Of course, the Darfur has been well-publicized in the United States, but it's tremendous needs and adversity that's caused with the Christians there in the South. So now that they have their independence, which was celebrated Saturday, the whole Republic of South Sudan, this brand new country, before they started their celebration, which has lasted all weekend, they asked everybody throughout the country to go to the churches to open up the celebration with a time of giving God thanksgiving and praise. Is that not the way to start a new country?
Yes, it is. They say it's like a carnival there. Is it like that in the streets, too, everywhere you go?
Yes, and we started out in a small town called Louis, only 3,000 people. There's a hospital there that's, there's not another hospital for miles and miles and miles around. And so it's not what we would consider, you know, how God's blessed us in our country. The person that's doing most of the operations, he has no training except watching a doctor there do his operations.
Mm.
So it's kind of a key city there in that part of the nation. And the way they celebrated after the church service, the day before, in preparation, they had killed two bulls, cooked them all night, and then they fed the whole town from those two bulls. And there was dancing and music and celebration. And then we went later that afternoon to a much larger city named Yay, much larger town. And, of course, there are trucks driving up and down the street with loudspeakers. There are soccer tournaments, and there was a volleyball tournament between the United Nations who were there supervising things and the people of Yay. So it was quite exciting. Mm.
Dr. Jones, I have to ask you, I've been reading an article about this today. There's a 34-year-old man named Simon who's just walking down the street saying, "Free at last." You know, and I'm wondering, is there one person that you've encountered on this journey who sums it up for you, what they're feeling there in the Sudan?
Yes, in that "free at last," the newspaper we received yesterday in Yay, that was the title of it, "Free at Last," on the front page. And what was exciting was to see the scripture verses plastered over the front page.
Wow.
And you know, there's a strong Christian presence in this new nation, the suffering, the persecution has made them quite strong. But what it's been is not just the political liberation, but they have found the spiritual liberation. And I think the president's comments, we were not in the Capitol, but the president, when he was making his remarks, the president of the Northern Republic was there on stage with him. And what we heard him say was, will we forget the past? Absolutely not. But will we forgive the past? Most definitely. So, and I thought that was well put, you know.
Yes.
I think that's the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ, where we're to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
Well, we've seen that over the years they've been through a lot, but it's the strong missionary effort there that has really brought them to be able to practice Christianity over the years. How's this affected, you've seen how it's affected the country. How's it affected you, Dr. Jones?
Traveling with the group from With Open Eyes, they have a real heart to provide the humanitarian aid, just the basic needs for these people. You know, it's so easy, even though I have the privilege of, this I think is my third trip overseas since March, you know, because of my heart to see the name of Christ made famous among the nations and having the privilege of investing my life in church planters and ministers around the world. I've been so involved with the training for the spread of the gospel that it's been just a joy to see, not a joy, let me say it's been an eye-opening experience to see the needs that people have and the steps that these folks are taking to make sure that we take the blessings that God's given us in America and share them with other people without creating a sense of dependency. You know, I think of Psalm 67, verses 1 and 2. They say, God, be gracious to us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. You know, the psalmist there is praying, God bless us. So it's not wrong to pray for blessings. But he goes on, he doesn't put a period there. He goes on to say, so that thy way may be known on the earth, thy salvation among all nations. And so we can go in there and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's first priority. Mm. Sometimes they can't hear our words because their stomachs are growling so loudly.
Oh.
And so what comes first chronologically, not in terms of priority, but in terms of the first step is to meet their needs physically. So just to see their passion to meet these people's needs. Their website, by the way, is withopeneyes.net. And there are postings there that track our activities those days we've been in Sudan.
Dr. Jones, one more question for you. Someday when you're sitting around with your grandchildren and you tell them, I was there when it happened, when the new nation was born, what is one thing that you'll tell them about your experience?
You know, it'd be kind of fun just to say, you know, I flew in one day to one country, never left, flew out the next day from a different country.
Oh.
That'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
But what I'm hoping I'll be able to say is that these people were so captivated by the Lordship of Jesus Christ that they took the message of his love and forgiveness to their former tormentors to the north, and they were able to spread the gospel of Christ to this Muslim stronghold, to a group that slaughtered, minimum estimates are 2 million people. I talked to one church planter named Noel, and he told the story of how the Muslims came in. It was an attempt at genocide. The Muslims came in, and he said, and they slaughtered our pastor like a chicken.
Oh.
And so to have family members that were maimed and tortured and killed, and then to forget the past, don't forget it, but forgive it, and then take the message of Christ and evangelize their northern neighbors, former tormentors, that would be a wonderful thing to share with my grandchildren. That is how the church should operate. If the listeners can just pray that now the steps there in South Sudan, if they can pray that nationalism takes hold rather than tribalism, because there could be another future slaughter, but this time amongst themselves as they vie for power, I think that would be a tremendous prayer request that we can offer up to the Lord.